Anyway, 17 minutes after 8 o'clock, you've got it on KHUM. And joining me here in the studio is Kathy Montaigne from North Coast Children's Services. And Pastels on the Plaza is coming up.
It is. It'll be a week from Saturday. And we're really looking forward to it. It's our 26th year.
Can you believe 26? I just can't believe 26 years.
I can't believe it either. It's kind of flown by.
Yeah, I mean, because when Amy and I first moved here to Humboldt County, it had only been around for a few years, so
it was in its infancy, as we say.
Now it's mature.
It's matured, yes.
Like fine wine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's next Saturday, and of course this event is there's artwork on the sidewalk all around Arcata Plaza, and basically it's a teaming of artists and businesses. Who get together and do this temporary art.
That's right. We provide the pastels and they provide the talent and vision. And it's just a wonderful event. Businesses partner with artists and it all benefits North Coast Children's Services.
Now, sometimes the businesses provide their own artists, but sometimes you've got artists who need to be partnered with businesses and businesses that need to be partnered with artists, and you were telling me off air that you need a few more artists, right?
Yes, we do. We've had a wonderful response. We still have room for a few more squares, but we do need artists, and we can match the artist with a business. They don't have to make that connection. It's kind of like a dating service, and we make a good match, and you just come with your knee pads are a good thing to bring. We provide the artist's supplies, and you do the artwork. We take a photograph of it, so you'll have one, and the business will have one. And then we're going to feed you afterwards at a nice reception in the Plaza View Room. So it's a wonderful day for artists, new artists, our group of artists. You want to do a big square together. That's a nice opportunity to bring your friends. So give us a call, and we'll be happy to match you up.
Give the number.
That number is 822-7206. You can also go on our website, which is ncsheadstart.org.
Now, for any artists who have never done this before, my suggestion is plan more time than you think it'll be. It's a process drawn on the sidewalk.
It is a process, and it's a fair amount of space. The squares are 3 feet by 3 feet or 3 feet by 6 feet. So, you know, that's a large canvas, as we'll say. But people have perfected their techniques. They spray the cement with a little water, and that helps the pastels adhere a little better, and use a friend to help fill in, you know, the large spaces. It's pretty remarkable, the art that's produced there.
It really is. And, my wife Amy, of course, has been doing the Cahum Square since Cahum went on the air. And every year, a whole new piece of art that she generates. And we've got just a whole collection of various different things that she's done. And let's talk a little bit about North Coast Children's Services, though, and what you guys do for our community.
North Coast Children's Services provides early childhood programs in Humboldt and Del Norte County. And we're serving about 1,000 children a year. And it's a particularly challenging time for early childhood programs because our funding is federal and state as well as parent fees.
So sequestration is.
Sequestration had an impact on us. We had a $400,000 cut, which we've had to close 3 classrooms and absorb other cuts within, you know, the management administration structure. So this is a really important day for us. This helps supplement those funds and helps us keep the doors open, quite frankly.
And it's really not very expensive. It's a very inexpensive way to help out North Coast Children's Services. Why don't you give the prices for the squares?
It's a very affordable event. It's $100 for the 3x3 square, and it's $200 for the 3x6 square. So you can see, you can get your business name out there. Literally thousands of people will come over that weekend to view the art. So
it's
a great opportunity.
Now, that price seems to have been the price ever since I can remember. Have you ever changed it?
That was probably the price when you came. It was a little less when we first started, mm-hmm. but it will be going up next year. We wanted to keep it at this rate. People need to have some advance notice. So I would say this would be an opportunity to say that our prices will go up a little next year.
It only makes sense. I mean, especially with the sequestration and the cuts to all the federal funding, you guys really need the help.
We do, and the community is very supportive. So this is a really beneficial way to make a donation.
Absolutely. And now you're saying you need artists. How about businesses? Are there still squares to be sold?
There's still some squares, yes. I think we're at about 170 right now. We can do about 200, so 25 or 30. And I've been amazed at the number of folks who bought multiple squares this year, which is kind of interesting. So that's that, you know, it's such an affordable price. People say, well, gee, I could do three. And then we have another gentleman who's bought four, which is just astounding. And number of HSU students and clubs are going to be doing it because, of course, this is the 100th anniversary of Humboldt State University. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's a great opportunity there. And so if perhaps maybe you own a business and you've never done this before, it's a wonderful opportunity. It's, as Kathy said, you know, $100 or $200 is a very small amount of money, has a big payback because literally thousands and thousands and thousands of people come to the plaza and look at all the art there for several days, as long as it lasts.
I'm amazed that I'll come by there in the morning before I go to work, and there are people in the morning who'll be walking around during the week. This is after the event on Saturday. So you get your name out there for the day of the event, and then until the rain comes and washes it away, which we usually have several days of really nice weather.
So oh yeah,
we're expecting that.
It has rained during the thing, but lightly, and it's always Mother Nature has always been very cooperative with this.
Very
event.
Kind, yes.
So we keep our fingers crossed. And now, if there is, we've put the appeal out there to businesses. Now, if there are artists out there, and we know that Humboldt County is one of the biggest art communities in the world, some artists that would like to participate in this, you can do that for free. You'll get paired up with a business that needs an artist. They should also contact you at the number?
Yes, 822-7206, and we'll take care of everything. Just have you show up on the square once you get registered and signed up through our office. And again, that number is 822-7206.
And again, my suggestion is give yourself more time than you think it'll take to draw. Get there early because you know inevitably there are people there like working really late to the afternoon. It's like, I thought this was going to be a lot easier.
But you learn from the folks who are working around you. Yeah. That's what I've noticed is that. And people like Amy, who've done it for a number of years, have really perfected a lot of wonderful techniques, and people are willing to help. It's like a big studio art activity all at one time. It's pretty amazing.
And it's really kind of amazing who participates. I mean, there are all kinds of different levels of artists. There are amateurs, beginners, to, professionals. I mean, you see Dwayne Flatmo out there all the time, you know, and many other very well-known artists. You know, is that who I think it is? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. And
yes.
They have their hat and knee pads, and they're working away. And I think that it just typifies our community, where people are so generous and giving, and we really appreciate that. That's an important part of where we live.
So artists and businesses, there are still a little bit of time to get involved, but as Kathy said, not a lot of spaces left. They do fill up fast, and there are only a few left. So give a call to North Coast Children's Services and help out, especially this year with the sequestration and the money going away on the federal level. They need help more than ever. Give the number again.
822-7206, and I want to remind people it's Saturday, October the 5th.
Absolutely. And your website?
NCSHeadStart.org.
Okay, NCSHeadStart.org.
It's a long one, and just go to events, and it'll give you all the information you need.
Fantastic. Kathy, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Cliff, for your support over the years.